Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a very good morning. Welcome in here on a Thursday, Hollywood Dan Day. Jamie is here with us as usual. Omar is making his way in. He'll be with us today. We'll get into all that is the Dolphins. We'll hear from Tua today as we go along with the show as well. Tua had his weekly presser yesterday, so I'll wait for Omar to jump in on that one with us. Boy, these updates are getting busier and busier here, Dan Day, as we got a lot of stuff going on in the world of sports. I don't know where you want to start. The baseball was pretty exciting yesterday again. As you heard Dan in the update there, the Cubbies do stay alive. They got four in the first and held on to win that one over the Brewers 4-3. Did not score again in that game. Brewers threatened a bunch. But the Cubs hold on to win that one. So we'll get another game in that series. The Blue Jays, they are moving on, get past the Yankees 5-2. And the Dodgers got beat yesterday as well, 8-2 by the Phillies. So that one will have another game. And Detroit and Seattle will have a decisive game five coming up as well. So Tigers won that one. College football does start tonight, as you also heard there. In the update, the Panthers are in full swing as well. So, man, just a lot of stuff going on right now. I will tell you though, when I hear Dan bring up college football, this North Carolina story, the gift Ooh. That keeps on giving, Dan Day, it really is amazing. And so reports came out yesterday, and look, if you listen to the show, you know we like to follow this. This North Carolina Bill Belichick thing, it's been a kind of a fun story from the beginning, right? Fun for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, I said this, you know, someone yesterday said this story could not have been scripted any better. Like, it's just perfect the way this thing is working out. And so reports come out yesterday that, you know, Belichick and North Carolina are trying to work towards some kind of, you know, buyout or agreement or whatever. And it's like, first of all, you think like buyout. You can get this guy more money after what he's done to your program. So I don't know about a buyout, but nevertheless, that story comes out yesterday. Rumor, you know, sources inside the program that they're trying to work to get his ass out of there. I don't know that you could do it in the middle of the season because he seems like he's surrounded by his all those NFL has-beens over there. Michael Lombardi in the front office, whatever you call it over there. He's the GM, right? And all these other coaches that he surrounded himself with. But anyway, they came out yesterday, North Carolina, and you know, Belichick said, I'm all in. And the athletic director says he has our support. And it's like, well, you don't really have any other choice, I think, at this point. Right. Although I don't know that I see this going past 1 year here. This seems like it's going to be a one and done type of situation here for Bill Belichick in North Carolina. But my God, Dan, this story, it just keeps getting better every single day. It's like just when you think it's going to stop getting better and they cancel the Hulu documentary and then they come out, you know, then yesterday the thing comes out that they're trying to move on. They're trying to, you know, get something done to get this thing. This story is just fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it. I don't know what you think of this thing, but it's just this train wreck has been very enjoyable to watch, to say the least.
You really called it, and I thought, oh, no, he'll be fine. They were down to Clemson like 21-0 during the national anthem. And then, of course, he doesn't let New England Patriots scouts or anybody come in. And then apparently they won't let you talk about Drake May around North Carolina because Drake May balled out against the Bills. And there's no mention of Drake May, who's one of the great players from North Carolina over the past 10 years or so, because Bill Belichick and his crew don't want anything to do with the New England Patriots. It like couldn't get worse. And you know what we always say, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's a lot of smoke coming from North Carolina and Chapel Hill.
Absolutely. Well, that story is one of the stories going on. The other story, of course, is the Miami Dolphins, and Omar's making his way in. Dan, you unfortunately have the unfortunately, and I'm going to say misfortune in the same sentence, of hosting the Dolphins postgame program here on WQAM. Now, usually that would be a great honor. Unfortunately, it is not so much because the Dolphins are. They're a disaster. And I know those post-game shows tend to get a little bit dicey when things go poorly. I know that because I did the Canes post-game show for many, many years when things did not go well, which is why, you know, to be quite honest, I'm a little bit jealous of Alex Dono right now. You know, he gets the good years of post-game shows. He's doing them now. You know, everything's all good. Everyone's all happy now. And I got the Manny years and the golden years and, you know, I got some lean years in there, to say the least. Good morning, Omar.
Lean years?
I had some golden. They weren't so golden, though, if you know what I'm talking about here. But good morning, and welcome aboard here, Omar. We just got finished. I was, you know, get your take on this North Carolina thing. There was a story yesterday that they're trying to, you know, reach some sort of buyout or
really
with Belichick. Now they came out and said that it's not true.
No.
Now.
He got like a golden parachute contract.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
His wife, his girlfriend's like in charge of everything.
I have to think Bill Belichick at this point in time is like, I did not realize this would be this difficult. And I am just not all in on this.
No, I think he is realizing it's a lot more complicated than, I mean, it's really, it's like free agency.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot tougher than he thought it was going to be. I'm guessing Bill Belichick, yeah, without knowing him at all, I am guessing he's a very arrogant person and that he feels like anything he touches will turn to gold. And I'm guessing he thought, I'm going to come in here with, you know, me and all my other, you know, has-been NFL guys, and this thing's just going to be easy. It's just going to happen for us here. We're not even going to have to do anything. It's just going to happen. They're all going to line up to play for us.
No,
it has not gone that way.
I think it proves and it serves as evidence that even the greatest coach of NFL history doesn't immediately translate to the college game, and that it takes you a minute to install your program, your concept, your core. Because, I mean, none of these players he's ever coached before. It's not like he's going to the Tampa Bay Bucks and bringing a couple of bringing a couple of players from his Patriots days to lay the foundation for Patriots way or the culture, you know, like Brian Flores did. You know, remember Take No Talent, all that foolishness. No, everybody's starting fresh, and this is a different. I say this all the time, and this is a completely different era of athlete.
Oh, I know. And you know how I know, Omar?
You can't even criticize
the story that might be the best. It's just to move on from the UNC thing. The story that might be the best story going right now that shows about what today's current athlete is all about is this thing going on in Arizona with their coach Jonathan Gannon and this running back Amari DiMarcado, who if you haven't seen it by now, I feel like everyone who listens.
You're talking about the running back.
Yeah,
everyone
that cares about football,
yeah,
probably has seen what has happened. The horrible thing that the coach did on the sideline,
yelled at him and he touched
that's
him.
That's one thing. And then, so I'm listening to the guy driving in this morning, and I couldn't agree more. We've been talking about this story for a few days now, and it is funny that they've made the coach out to be the villain, the bad guy, the guy who screwed everything up, when in reality, that guy, he's running into the end zone.
Yeah.
He scores that touchdown. The game is over. You win the game.
Oh, if he had scored.
If he scores a touchdown, yes. The game is over, right? It would have been 28-6, I think, at that point, right? The game's over. Completely over. It's over.
If you're the Dolphins, it's never over.
I know, but they're not the Dolphins.
Arizona's kind of bad.
For this purpose of the story, the game's over. Okay. Arizona goes on to have some other bizarre plays go against. This is what happens, right? When you anger the football gods, the things sometimes things start to snowball.
Yeah, you got football karma.
And go against you. You had an interception. The guy picks off Cam Ward later in the game. You know, the guy drops the ball on his own. He fumbles it against the ground or whatever. And, you know, anyway, so the Cardinals are 2-3, right? And you know that there's a big difference between 2-3 and 3-2. It's a pretty dramatic difference at this early point in
one,
the season.
One you're good and one you're bad.
Yeah, it's a pretty dramatic swing, to say the least, right? So anyway, what ends up happening is the coach comes out day after, goes, I couldn't sleep. I was so upset by what happened. I apologized to the player. I apologized to the entire team. Okay. Then the organization comes out and finds the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, it's like everyone forgot the guy's name who blew the game.
Yeah.
Who should be the center of this thing. He
got touched.
I can't believe the coach didn't cut the guy in the middle of the game.
Nah.
And somebody made another good point. I think maybe it was, I don't know if it was Joe or maybe it was Baldy. I think it was Baldy. And we're going to hear from Baldy coming up here. He talked about this too, but they show a video of all the crazy things that happened in the league to all the players. That happened the week before. Remember, it happened to the guy in Indianapolis, Mitchell, A.D. Mitchell, right? It happened to him. He's going into the end zone, and he flips the ball. So you got to, like, you have to know you can't do this.
Why is it in these running backs' brain to flip the ball before they're actually in color?
I don't know. I don't know. It makes absolutely no sense to me. You cover this league a whole a lot more than I do. You're around it every day. It seems to me like this would be just such a common knowledge thing. Like, don't throw the ball out the back of the end zone until you get in. But yet, we still have guys doing this. But, man, they made it all about the coach because he hit, you know, what did he do? He hit the guy on the arm, on the shoulder pad, wherever it was. Is this really where we're at, though?
Yeah, this is where we're at. I wouldn't even imagine what would happen if you grabbed him by the face mask and wanted to talk very intimately.
They might fire him.
Man.
Player abuse, can't
no,
do that.
No, you can't. I mean, I've had this conversation privately with agents, with players, and with coaches. You can't even yell at a player anymore in today's NFL.
You're probably right. And before I sound like, you know, some crazy old school guy here, I told Joe, like, I'm very much a part of the new school. I'm not like into like, yeah, I don't want to hit players on the sideline, but my God, man. I mean, that is a cuttable offense. You know, that is a cuttable offense to throw the ball at the back.
Yeah,
of the
cuttable only
in.
if you're not talented. Now, should there be repercussions for bad behavior and actions and consequences?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Consequences and mistakes made, absolutely. But we're just not in that culture. Like, Dolphins don't cut nobody. It just doesn't happen.
Well,
like,
I thought Jack Jones was gonna get cut Monday morning.
Jack Jones isn't gonna get cut.
They've got nobody else, right?
Yeah, but he had been playing good up until relatively good up until that game. I mean, you act like you got options.
Well, we have
and it wasn't that harsh a penalty. It was a penalty, but it wasn't that harsh a penalty.
So we have a soundbite from Tua from yesterday that I think sums up everything that this whole organization, this whole deal is about. And it's just and Dan, let me know if when we have this ready. I think you know where I'm going with this. And it's just more of Tua. And I wanted to make sure I wasn't alone in this.
More of Tua,
so
what?
So I started reading some of the comments, and
of course,
it's just more of the we care more than you do vibe, right?
Like, oh,
and I'm talking about the fan looking at Tua.
You mean the ones that work it's care more the, about what yeah, they're doing product? It, yeah.
It's more okay. of the, you know what? I don't hear any of the outside stuff. I just go home and play with my kids, and they're happy to see me. And,
he got more know, play with my kids? Yeah.
I mean, when is enough enough with this crap? And we talked about it yesterday. I told Joe, I said, hey, Tua's going to do his conference, his press conference today. He's going to say something because he's not good at these things. Here's Tua yesterday. So basically what he's saying is, you fans that are calling Dan Day's postgame show and stewing after these losses
for hours
doesn't bother me because my kids are so happy to see me when I go home. And it's game night with the wife, and it's, you know, I'm able to turn it off. I'm able to disconnect. Like, it doesn't bother me the way it bothers losers.
I don't know if that's what he's saying.
I'm just so sick of this guy acting so, like, flippant,
like,
nonchalant.
Like he's mentally sane? Okay.
About where this organization is at. Just look. Get up there one time. Humor us, Tua, and tell us that it bothers you. Tell us that it's eating away at you how bad this freaking team is. Tell us we just went on the road and blew a 17-point lead to a team that was probably the worst team in football. Tell us it bothers you just a bit, man. Don't tell us you went home and forgot about it and it's all good and you guys are stewing about it a whole hell of a lot more than I am. I just want, just pretend. Just lie to me.
Good game of hunger,
and tell me
hippo.
It's bothering you.
What do you want from him? Like, get to play Hunger, Hunger, Hip Hop with your kids.
You like that game?
Yeah. I would like to say I get paid a lot of money. And you know what? I take a lot of pride in my job. And, you know, sometimes, yeah, it bothers me.
Yeah, I don't know. Are we way off base on this? And listen, I am at the point where, yes, everything he says is just bothering me.
Yes.
Because his play on the field
Supposed to say, you know, this defense is trash.
Is terrible.
We're not going to get any better until defense gets better.
His play on the field has been terrible.
Touchdowns and 122 passer rating in that game. And you know what? I threw a game winning touchdowns. I guess I need to throw two.
Yeah, how many points did they score in the second half?
And what did he do with a minute 59 left when most quarterbacks excel? What did he do?
Took a sack.
Yeah. He also overthrew Jalen Waddle by 100 yards.
Omar was at the game. He didn't really want to answer me how many points they scored in the second half.
I don't know, man.
Maybe it's just like I'm at the point where
I'm like Tua. I'm moving on.
I'm just so fed up. That's great. You're moving on to L.A.
I'm moving on to L.A.
Tua didn't even need to move on. Apparently, he just gets home, and it's like, whatever, man. It's your problem, not mine. I got paid.
You ever play Hungry Hungry Hippo with your kids?
How many years would it take you? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
And we'll go to break on this. How many years would it take you to work to make $200 million at the Miami Herald? That's what he's making,
200?
Right? Is it more than 200? What is he making, 2 and a quarter?
No, he's making 42 a year. So
okay. How many years at the Herald would it take you to make $42 million?
300?
Conservatively speaking? Okay, so my point is, you're making a fortune.
Yeah, because he can play
a kid's game.
And Tua will tell you, I could do something that most of the world can't do. That's why I'm making it.
Like, everyone's giving their Sundays to you, man. Like, this is it. This is what we do on our Sundays. We all work during the week so we can watch you play on Sundays,
too.
That's
your problem, not his.
We all pay a lot of money.
He's going home and play with his kids.
Go to those stupid games. We pay all this money.
Yeah.
Can't you just pretend to care?
I think he cares.
Just say it bothers me.
Okay. Yeah. You want him to say it bothers you.
Like, you know what? Yeah. You know what? I hear the criticism, and I want to do something about it. And, yeah, it does bother me.
Okay.
It does bother me to go on the road and lay an egg like that. Yeah, it bugs me.
What's interesting?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Maybe I'm just way off base.
What is interesting is that press conference with Mike McDaniel, which is a question that Isaiah, my colleague, is referring to, was basically praising Tua's ability to lock everything out and focus on what he's being taught, what he's being coached to do, and what the game plan is, and to put all that noise that Hollywood and the fan base want him to be stewing in his losses. I mean, didn't you know game one, he didn't even know he threw multiple interceptions. He had no clue. Just zero. You know, he didn't know he threw certain turnovers in bunches because in his mind, I took care of the football.
I don't know. I'm curious.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm curious what people think. 305-567-0560. You could text the show. Give us your thoughts on this. I don't know, man.
Yeah, listen.
Maybe I'm just like.
Tua knows.
Maybe I'm too tired of losing. I don't know.
Yeah. that I will tell you.
It bothers me more than it bothers him. Or maybe it does bother him, and he just doesn't have the right way to express himself and admitting it. I don't know.
My brother, it's been a long time since I've seen the Jason Taylors and the Zach Thomases stewing at their locker after a loss. A very, 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 very long time. We're talking decades.
I don't want to hear that. I know it's a different athlete. We spent the entire segment talking about it's a different athlete. But don't tell me it's a different athlete that doesn't care about losing. I don't believe that that's possible. Anyway, we're going to hear from Brian Baldinger. He joined us yesterday. If you missed it, we're going to play that when we come back. And we'll have plenty more here with Omar Kelly. Text us again, 305-567-0560. Joe is out on this Thursday. I am Hollywood Omar Kelly. Dan Day, Jamie, in with you here on this beautiful Thursday morning.
South Florida Chevy dealers want to tell you about their great truck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.